Agents of Change.
Stanisława Leszczyńska was born in 1896 in Poland. When she was 12 years old, she moved with her parents to Rio de Janeiro when she learned German and Portuguese. As an adult, she enrolled in a midwifery school in Poland, got married and had four children. Many years after, her knowledge of German and midwifery was what would come to save her life. After World War II broke out, Stanisława and her family began helping the Jews by smuggling food and false documents, and shortly after, the entire family was arrested by the Gestapo. Her sons were taken to a forced labor camp, and Stanisława and her daughter were sent to Auschwitz. Her husband was killed during the Warsaw Uprising. Stanisława was smart and lucky. In a tube of toothpaste, she managed to smuggle her occupation documents, confirming her profession. Despite the enormous risk, she went to see Dr. Josef Mengele, one of the most infamous high-ranking Nazi officers, also known as the Angel of Death, and offered to help women in childbirth. In one report she wrote, "Children born in the camp had been cruelly killed, drowned in a barrel. After each birth, mothers could hear loud gurgling and sometimes splashing of water. Soon after, they could see the bodies of their children being thrown to the floor where they would be torn to pieces by rats." Stanisława was given an order, to treat newborns as if they were dead. She may have been small in stature, but she could stand up to the doctor. She replied, "No, children must not be killed." "How they didn't kill her then, no one knows," said her son years after. She helped to deliver about 3,000 babies, and not a single was stillborn. No mother died in childbirth. Even the best hospitals in the world at that time didn't have such statistics. Unfortunately, the majority of babies were still killed by someone else, and about 500 babies who had Aryan characteristics, that is, children with blonde hair and bright eyes, were sent for adoption to German families. Stanisława found a way for parents to find these children later on by tattooing the babies. Only about 30 babies remained with their mothers. She performed childbirths in the narrow tunnel that connected the barracks. Instead of clean bedding, all she had was a dirty blanket full of bugs. Women dried diapers on their bellies or thighs because it was strictly forbidden and punishable by death to hang them somewhere in the barracks. Immediately after the women gave birth, Stanisława baptized each child with water, and if she didn't know what to do, she would sing. Wherever she was, there was music. Her hope was often weakened by the terrible events that took place in Auschwitz, but she never lost the sense that her job had a purpose. In the concentration camp, all the children were born alive, beautiful and chubby, in spite of everything. Nature opposed hatred and stubbornly fought for its rights, with unlimited supplies of life force. The prisoners called Stanisława Mother and Angel of Goodness. As she spoke about her time at Auschwitz upon her retirement, she concluded her story by saying that even though many of the 3,000 babies born in the camp perished at the hands of the Nazis, either directly through murder or indirectly through malnourishment, she was proud to say that every single one of them had been born alive and into her waiting, loving hands. This is Hanna Radovanović from Pula, Croatia, for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.